warnings about the consequences of a U.S. default.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama will meet again with lawmakers today in search of a deal to raise the federal debt limit. But now there's pressure coming from far outside the walls of the meeting room. The rating agency Moody's said yesterday it could cut America's top-notch credit rating if there's no deal. And today, the biggest foreign holder of U.S. bonds, China, said the U.S. needs to adopt responsible policies to guarantee investor interests. Marketplace's David Gura has more.
Think of this as a warning shot. Jan Randolph is with IHS Global Insight in London.
The way they're managing the budget and the deficit and the debt ceiling is moving from one cliffhanger to the next. And that simply isn't the way one should run any finances, let alone that of the largest economy in the world.
If lawmakers can't reach a deal, government officials will have to make some tough choices about whom and what they can afford to pay. Do they stop sending Social Security checks, or do they stop paying interest on government debt? Michael Hewson is a risk analyst with CMC Markets.
If the U.S. misses an interest payment, even if it's only for a week or so, it really throws into question the credibility of the U.S. government in honoring its debt obligations.
Interest rates would go up not just for the U.S. government, but also for families looking to buy homes and cars. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
We got a first look at the health of the financial sector this morning with a quarterly earnings report from J.P. Morgan Chase. The bank says profits were up 13% last quarter, but not because of strength on the consumer side. Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore is with us live now with the details. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Heidi, where is the profit coming from for J.P. Morgan?
Well, basically, J.P. Morgan has decided to put less money aside in case they lose money on loans. So that's about $1 billion that is reflecting a profit for them, but is not actually a real profit.
And how important are the earnings that we'll get from other banks, as well as J.P. Morgan, the financial sector, when it comes to the rest of the economy?
It's crucial, actually, because J.P. Morgan is a big lender, in fact, the number one lender to small businesses. And we've seen what happens with big businesses. They're doing okay. The consumer is struggling. But we have this middle branch of small businesses that really need a boost. So when J.P. Morgan does well, it increases the chances that they'll lend to them. Here's Quincy Crosby. She's a strategist with Prudential Financial.
Let's remember that small business owners are responsible for about 40% of all new job creation. They have been a missing part, a crucial part of the economic mosaic of this recovery.
So J.P. Morgan plans to lend about $12 billion more to small businesses this year. If that works, this should be a good sign for the rest of the economy going forward.
Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly lower in overseas trading this morning. The bookstore chain Borders is on the brink of closing all of its remaining stores after a private equity takeover offer fell apart yesterday. Borders filed for bankruptcy back in February and has been looking for a buyer ever since. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow turned the page on a three-day losing streak. It finished 44 points higher at 12,491.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. By LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
So with all kinds of big budget cuts being debated in Washington, do you think that you personally would feel a drop in government spending? We're going to talk about that now with Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Chris, how dependent are Americans en masse when it comes to government support?
Well, Jeremy, the era of big government, it isn't over. I mean, about 20% of our income last year came from government benefits. That's up from 14% before the recession hit. So that's things like jobless benefits, food stamps, children's health insurance, Medicaid, housing assistance. So a lot of Americans are very dependent on this government spending.
And what about people like you and me who have jobs? We are not getting jobless benefits. And frankly, when I look over the course of the things that I do in my life, I don't really see a whole lot of government support. But am I wrong about that?
Well, maybe you need a new pair of glasses, or maybe you should look a little more closely, because, you know, things that I mentioned, like jobless benefits, let's call that the visible state. I mean, you see the government action. But there's also this thing, it's a wonderful term from a Cornell University scholar, Suzanne Mettler, called the submerged state. And there's all this social spending that's encouraged through the tax code. Just pick the two biggest, the exclusion from taxes of what the employer contributes to your medical insurance. Mm. And the other big one is, of course, the mortgage interest deduction. So there's a lot of good social spending that's encouraged through the tax code, but it affects all of us.
Well, if the government is about to make big cuts, whether it be in the next couple of months or down the road a bit further, do you think that most Americans will feel that?
Jeremy, here's the fact of the matter. This is the takeaway point. There is no painless way to reduce the deficit and the debt. It will affect everybody. It will affect them in terms of their housing, in terms of their medical care, in terms of their jobless benefits.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
And finally to Texas, where residents have just discovered that a New York City restaurant has named a sandwich for them. It's called Deep in the Heart Attack of Texas. It's chicken fried steak covered with gravy and macaroni and cheese smashed in between two buttery pieces of Texas toast. Sounds pretty good, huh? Well, not to all Texans, including one reader of the Houston Press. He says the sandwich is far too small to be associated with Texas, but he continues, they do love their dinky portions up there.
Deep in the heart of Texas, yeah.
In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
Shoot low, Sheriff. I think she's riding a Shetland. Oh!
This is APM, American Public Media.
Note to U.S. companies that want to crack the China market. Here's a profile of your target customer from one of the most successful companies in that country.
You know, a lot of these are migrants. They'll move from these cities, striking it big. They've got their college education, and it's kind of empowering. And so we're trying to capture that in terms of how we are positioning Chevrolet.
I'm Kai Rizdal, Business 101, How to Get China Right. Next time on Marketplace from APM American Public Media.